Begin the Karan Daf Masech the Sukkah Daf Yud Beis. Begin Amud Beis. We begin with the Maschel. To begin with the Gemara Im Masechah Behen, that these bundles you can't use for a schach. Tosfos says not like the gears we have in our Gemara. He says it. The words are Im Masechah Behen Betchila Mishum Gzeis Aitza. You can't go in the beginning and make a covering with it because of the concern of Aitza, as our Gemara explains. Because Tosfos says Lugasin Liketchila. The gears is not supposed to be Liketchila, but rather Betchila. Because did the Evan Namalam have the Rabban? Because the truth is that rabbinically, even after the fact, it's not effective. Medikama, from the fact that the Gemara says, Homadidai Sashabadami, that, oh, biblically it is good, Mashmavan Rabban light, but rabbinically it's not. Not only Katchila, but even with the Evan. So the Gemara is not Likatchila, but Bitchila. That initially one cannot go do this because of Xeris Aitza. But then Tayyus has another question. Then Tayyus begins to say, Tayyus had to take a second look. He says, Vogabidavim Makabot Toma, regarding something that does not contract Toma. Then you do them in the Oretz, and it doesn't grow from the ground. Gedolim must need the Mishnah tells us, and Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, that a Misachim, but you cannot use a B'schach. Avagav the Diyevet, Nami in the Sukkah, Afim the Raisa, that even though after the fact it's not a Sukkah, even biblically, now based on what the Gemara is saying over here, only by those which are Pasal D'Rabbanon is it appropriate to say a Misachim. So, why are we saying are they in that Mishnah im esachim boy such a wording that's not only b'der rabban and the halacha, that's even b'der raisa? And that's the situation. What you could say is the shani hasim, yeah, but there is different the lekel mitzvah, because there's no room to make an error, to make a mistake. And in contrast to our Mishnah, that if we would say im esachim boy b'der raisa, so that could cause them to make a mistake, meaning over there, even if you're going to say that it's possible to rabbanon, but you're not going to come to use a v'schach. In our Mishnah, if you're going to say im esachim b'im deraisa, tomorrow we leave it to dry up, but only then it's going to be possible. If you put a v'schach kosher, the rabbanon will not go gzeres aitzer. But if you say im esachim b'im deraisa, that you're putting it gzeres aitzer, that the big nafkimin according to these two interpretations, and therefore according to that, most definitely the Mishnah has to go ahead and be precise to write im esachim, but you should understand the rabbanon. And that you put it for schach, but still it's going to be possible gzeis aitzer, and therefore that's why here, yep, it's the precision means the rabbanon. There was no mokum to be toya. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to write in the sukkah versus a mesachim boy, because there's no room to make any error anyway. Now Tais rejects what another interpretation that you could have said, that is umihadik tan mas neitin, but from this that the Mishnah says vim hayimutaris. But if it was untied, kshayus would be kosher lematzlemetik midi. From there you can't infer anything and to prove, oh, that we're talking about in the situation that you put initially to bischach, that all the hope so is only because of gezera, and therefore if you untied and you revealed your intention, therefore there's no makom to make it the gezera, because if you're fixing it for sure, you're not going to come to make the problem in the first place. Whereas if you put it initially to dry up, then it's possible that I said, then it wouldn't help to untie it. So that's how we know it. And that's what says no. Because the filat chilasa henich in the option, even if initially it was put to dry up, mahani hataras, it actually would help on the biblical level if you untie it, because that's actually doing an action for the purpose of being a schach. It's as if they, when we say regarding the schach that's attached to the ground, that you cut it, then you shake it, it's going to be kosher. And if that wouldn't prove anything regarding if it's deraisa or derabanan, from the fact that v'mhoi mataras, k'sheres. We can tell the next test the master begins with the Gemara, b'chitzim z'charim. If you have the male parts of the arrow, k'sheira, that's going to be kosher as schach. Which Tosfos says, okay, there's no clay kibble, so therefore it's going to be tar, but Tosfos is bothered by a question. He says, l'idom l'shabesh with the clay, you can't compare this to other flat wooden vessels, like the board of the bakers, the Perkamer Chazabayz, the Gemara said, b'basudav v'sabach v'av m'lav, the mekabot m'rabon, it is mekabot m'rabonon. So it is mekabot on the rabbinic level, even though there's no clay kibble. So Tosfos says, no, the hanifel m'drabon term, because these of the arrows, the male parts, the projectiles, even the rabbanon star. Because like we explained, when we said that the board around the shluch was above, that only things that serve man and serve the things that serve him, like the board of the bakers, which he puts his vessels on, that's what goes to Tumah. But by the arrows, which don't serve Mishamashi Adam, therefore that's why it's tar, even the rabbanon. Next says, must begin with the Gemara, but the female parts of the arrows which have a receptacle, those are possible because they are mekabel tuma. So it tells them it's a little bit of a wonder. Given the oslam ale, since it's made to be filled up, have the gol mekli eitz. So it's like an unfinished wooden vessel because it's not finished because you still have to put in the thing that's going to fill it up. The term that's tar. Can we cut it this again like the handle of a knife? Actually, some mabartal until you put it, don't put in the iron. It's not mekabel tuma simply because it's not finished up. So how could you say that the kebis are going to be mekabel tuma? That's a tame that Tosis has. What would you say? That if you have a receptacle that's made to be filled up, it's not considered as a receptacle. Well, that's the chiddush that is mekabel tuma. So it says, it sounds like from over here, that even though it's meant to be filled up, but it's still considered as a receptacle, it's mekabel tuma. And therefore, for kashla pesha contrast, this is a difficult according to rash interpretation. Which is a ball that is covered with leather, and the inside is filled with wool. The emum, which is the form of a shoe that's made out of leather and filled with hair, that they put the shoes on, the shoemakers. The Pirshim, according to Rashi, explains over there, the Nechel Gebel Ezevacham Mesei Taharaz, that Rebbe Lezenacham have a machlekes inside the Taharaz Achomim, they say, Eim Mekabotum. These things are not Mekabotum. Why? Lefishikli are Eim Mekabotum. Leather vessels, not Mekabotum. Eim Kenyash Abbez Kibbel, that says receptacle. Because the Iskish Lesak. Pasik equates it of the laws of Tumma to a sackcloth, which has to have moli berik and has to have a kli kibul. V'hai hoyel b'kibul in nasal malis. And here, since these items are meant to be filled up, b'lis milu l'techelamis, and whatever the hair or the wool inside is meant to fill it up always, so leish may be his kibul, it's not considered as a receptacle. But Rabbi Elazar Meir says, no, mekabel tuma, it is mekabel tuma, but this may be his kibul, it is considered as a base kibul. Now, says Tosfos l'perush, according to Rashi interpretation, over there, asim askan d'shmait in Rabbi Elazar, it means our sugi's conclusion, like Rabbi Elazar, where even though it's a kli osel malis, that it's considered base kibul, but Rebbe Lezer Shemuti, Rebbe Lezer is considered excommunicated, and that's difficult to say that our maskana is coming out like that. And B'deichik Le'medoch and is pushing it to say that this is what the Gemara is saying. Kamash Malon, what's Kamash Malon? Not like the way we translate it until now. The Kamash Malon is the Chihai, the Chit, since maybe it's kibul, that the reason why these arrows are considered that it's a receptacle, if you shepa'am shenit l'ambazel ma'eit, because sometimes you take out the iron from the wood of the arrow, and actually, therefore, it's not made to be a lamas. That's pushing it because that's not mistab. Void kasha. Another difficulty is mahatanya. From this, we learned in the brayso maseches kelim perik yotches. A tefillin dal kelim. The tefillin is considered as four different vessels, and because it's receptacles of where you put the parshias. The problem is ve'in l'cho asal lamalas yisem tefillin. There's no entity more meant to be filled up with like the parshias are in the tefillin, and so why are we saying that that's considered as a receptacle? But I didn't hear this. I'm lengthy about this. I'm a sneet in the Torah Moyes on the Mishnah regarding the bundle of money. That regarding that Mishnah, Tesis is lengthy in Sanhedrin. Ketanik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Banitze Pishna. Pishna Kunsh, Rashi explains that the reason why it's possible to use these bundles of flax for Schach is Shekach Roy Letam Negoim. Because it's fit to become tummy with nega, so it's makabel tummy. Anything that's makabel tummy, it's not fit to be schach. Where do we find this? Come back, my leak, and we find the Shabbos of Chabzayim and Beis. Ha'init shal pishton, or ha'unin shal pishton is the girsa. But these bundles of flax are tummy b'negayim. When mishes labnu, when it gets whitened in the fire, pirish. Anitz pishton, the bundles of flax. That la'achas shetiknu ma'mastrik, after you fix it with the comb, shekoyren tzchin shpalaz, which is before it's spun. Mashmir should attain lemma what it means to say. It sounds like what it means to say is shapishtin atzmim b'tem v'negoyim k'in t'vir. That the flax itself is b'tem v'negoyim before it's even spun. And that's what we're talking about over here, anitze pishtin, the bundles of the flax. L'perusha yasish ma'in k'rib yudah, according to Rashi's interpretation, our sukkah is coming out like a yudah. Because the plug even says the gemara perigudav it's a machleik and the gemara perigudav a meisel perig mamad the gemara brings it over there and says the shabbos of chabzayin. Now we learn the mishnah shesi ve'achiv. If you have the warp thread and the weft thread, metam negoyim miyad, it immediately could have the tumas of negoyim when it's in that state of shesi ve'achiv. That's the remei. Behuda oimer, who we're claiming that according to Rashi Hasugi is going to be like, he says hashesi the warp thread is mekabel tuma of a nega mishir shalik. That is when you soak it. After it's spun, the arev miyad, and the warp thread is from when you spin it. V'onichal pishtan, and the buttons of flax, mishislabnu, when it's whitened before you spin it. Now, according to Rashi, anitzi pishtan is the onichal pishtan. In our sugi that says it's possible to be peschach, obviously it's like a behudah. Because since according to him, when there's still unin, it's makabal tumma. So according to Rashi, it's like a behudah. Now, Tosfos has many different questions on Rashi. V'tmiya, it's a wonder. Heich pishtan metam and the goyim l'shem tana. How could you say flax is going to makabal tumma? According to any tana, hashasi v'arim tziv. But the pasik, when it talks about the pasuk in the goyim, it says the warp in the web thread, which obviously it's after it's spun, because thread is only after it's spun. So how could you say it's even before that? Moreover, the nimtzer b'yudah make it famous that meyer b'shas it comes that b'yudah is more lenient than a meyer by the warp thread regarding this that he says that is not mekabel tumah from when the spun until you do shlika, which is soaking it. Yet umachme ba'einitz, but he's more stringent than him regarding the bundles of flax where he says tamei which is labnu even before you spin it. And v'chitim begin to say ba'einitz le'pligi that actually by the bundles they don't disagree, and even a meyer agrees that mekabel tumah right away which is labnu. And Bishmaitin and the sugya, our sugya that says it's possible to use a v'schach, is actually kikuliyam, is going like everybody. But at Kati, it'd still be difficult. Because me'achad the nir l'tam ben agoyim k'shol einit, since he's saying that it's fit to become tam ben agoyim, when it's still in a state of a bundle, and it wasn't even spun. So how could you say that after it's the warp thread, after you already spun it, that it's not going to become tam until you do shlika, like Rebbe Yehuda says? But more of the moon pregnant like in the Moses within Shabbos some chasayim he says sechah betavi psulam that if you make schach with the threads that were spun it's gonna be possible. Why? I'm nation mitam in the goyim because it has a tuma on the goyim and again you cannot make schach out of something that's makabel tuma. So the Gemara says come on, who's that like? Kehai tana did not like that tana that we learned in the Mishnah and umaisa masni in the goyim. Which Mishnah does the Gemara bring? The Mishnah in the goyim that we brought before. Which tries to understand what the Gemara means to say is that both the contra men Rebbe in that Mishnah. Sumchus is going that it's not mekabel tuma until you spin it, like he says. So mashem behedya, it sounds explicit. Dei metam negoyim el tavi, that the only thing that's metam negoyim is only when it's spun. Now umiyu, however, bahush maite gufa pishbuk on just that circuit itself. Rashi actually explains Rabbi Huda that einit shal pishdan, this bundle of flax, is shloi nitfa, that it wasn't spun. And what he means to say is actually that there is a machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda regarding this initial pishtan. And the Gemara is saying, who with ki haitana, it means to say that it's only going like Rebbe Meir, who holds that it's only when they're spun that's mekabel tuma. But very kash, another difficulty says, Tais is the Gemara has some. The Gemara tells over there, my bayah bayah says, Rishim is laws of Sumchas, Amr to Becha, they're both saying the same thing, that in this topic of the tuma of flax. Which is Pshim Laza Hadamoran is this that we said that we mentioned before, Dikton says within the Mishnah Pshim Laza Aiman that he says, Kola Yitzmina Eitz, any garment that's made from wood, that it comes out from wood, Aimbim Shim Shalish Shalish, does not have the halacha of Tumah of 3x3 finger breadth, means to say it does not have the halacha of a Tumah's Begid, that's Makabat Tumah with that size, and therefore Mesachim by, therefore you could use a Veschach, it's not Makabat Tumah, Chulit Mi Pishna, one exception is flax, which is like something that's Bomina Eitz. Which is mekabel tuma in the garment, so that we cannot use a v'schach. Now says Tais of Ahasha. Now, if you're going to say that flax is mekabel tuma according to Behuda, even when it's not spun, say hey, Amr Dabe Echad. How could you say that Sumchis and Rishim Elazim are saying the same thing? Omefek pligi, but they're most definitely disagreeing, because the Sumchis tavi kama, because Sumchis said specifically has to be spun to be mekabel tuma. But according to Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Laza come and pish on the filikum to feed, saying that linen is a kabbal tumah even before it's spun, because he's saying just pishdan. Sounds like even if it's not a garment, it's just the actual fibers of the flax. So since we find that according to Rashi, the Rebbe holds that pishdan is a kabbal tumah even before it's spun, so seemingly it's also would be like that Rabbi Shimon Laza. If Achitim begin to say, no, the Lavdavka Pishtan, no, Pishtan Laza, it's not precise. It doesn't mean the flax itself before it's spun. And we could say it's not precise, Kamil in the Shalish Shalish, like regarding the halacha of the Shalish Shalish, which also not so precise. But still, how would you know that talking about that it's spun more than by the Oynitz al Pishtan, since we find Behuda does say that Oynitz is the time of the Goyim, so the typical according to Rashi, how do you know they're both saying the same thing? So Lakachni rather says Taisa, it appears Kamesh Pirish Ba'arach, like the way the Arach explained. The Onitz, what is this Onitz Shal Pishtan? That's Mitam of the Goyim. Who mitzvah Shal Pishtan. In other words, it is lin, it is flax that is spun. And B'shasim Arav Dekam Remeir, that the warp and the weft thread that Remeir says that Remeir disagrees with Rabbi Huda when it's Makabal Tuma, just that he does not make this differentiation by Pishtan, because Hainu B'tzemer, just specifically by the threads of wool. Shenika B'ma Arav Marashesi, which all along Taisus had asked, he says, well, how could it be Makabal Tuma even before, and then once it's thread, it's only when Shazav Arav. No, the Shazav Arav is actually only talking about Tzemer, not regarding Pishtan. Why would Shas Rav be specifically Tzemer? Because Shenikah Bema Orv Marashasi, only by wool is it recognizable what's the warp and what's the web thread. Why? Shazed Tavi Klapei Yad. Because regarding the spinning of the Arev thread is by turning the thread towards the inside of the hand, which is from right to left. Vized Tavi Klapei Yad. And whereas the spinning of the chassis is when you turn it behind the hand, which is turning it from left to right. And the garment that you weave, the chassis threads from over the Arav threads, those are recognizable in the garment. And that's Rabbi Yehuda holds only by them is Ma'akev the Liban. And that's where we're saying the difference between chassis and Arav. Ava the Pishtim, regarding linen, Hakol Shava, actually, chassis and Arav are all the same. They nicker because it's not recognizable the difference between them. And therefore, that they're both recognizable when you weave the garment. They're both Makabal Tuma only after the Liban. Says Taisus, and don't ask. I've rebelized the Parakam and Sakhs over the Zandavi Zayma Beis. I slayed today Kibude, where they brought him these two balls of thread. Ramalei, they said to him, Hide the Shasi, hide the Arva. Which one is Shasi? Which one's Arv? Which seems like that it is recognizable the difference between them. So he says, Yesh Lafash, Bishal Tzemi, he should explain this to my wool, Shadab and Nikah, where it's recognizable. Or Inami Bishal Bishan says, or you could even say it was actually linen. Well, the Bikin, but for those who are professionals, Kagun Rabban Shal Tarsiyim, which he was claiming to be like the leader of the Tarsiyim, so, which are the weavers, so Nikah, Ezerol, Leshasub, Ezerol, yeah, they could even tell what's fit for warp, what's for weft, even by linen. But generally, it's for a regular person, it's only recognizable by wool and not by linen. And then Taisa continues on this opinion of the Arach. Vanitzi Pishtan and these bundles of flax that were saying when use of a schach is going to be a puzzle. Nami Amir Ben Tamshu Matva. He also says it's when it's spun. For Pishim Eloza of the Sumchas, that they said that Pishtan is puzzle for schach because it has Tumas Nagoyim. But Tavi Tavkamari, yes, Tumas specifically when it's spun. But right, when it's not spun, it is actually kosher to be used as schach. Avo kosher, but Taisa says, but this is difficult. Where the Gemara says that Shemes Sarina, we're saying, oh, maybe her hair was beautiful. We're going to Torah and Ketomah, but they were going to laws of being Mater and Neder. And they said, no, Dimelini Tzipishtan, no, her hair is like bundles of flax, which we see that Anitzipishtan is obviously not spun because the hair of a woman is not spun. And we're obviously comparing her hair to Anitzipishtan. You would think that you wouldn't be able to bring shearings of wool together with bundles of linen and warm yourself up with the two of them because of the problem about klein. No, it says shatnes, which is only when it's shoyed tov benus, which is only if it's spun and the woods and it's woven. Sounds like that we're comparing the bundles of flax to the shearings of wool, which are not spun yet. Again, not like we're saying that anitza pishtan is that spun. The sugya that we're talking about, it makes it obvious. So we're talking about flax, which is not spun, and it's beaten, and it's combed. How do we know this? Because from the fact that we say by hutzni pishtan, which is not soaked and not beaten. Like sheretz can be kosher, and we said behushni pishtan, and he says, I don't even know what hushni pishtan even is. Mashma de mesafkele, it sounds like that he's in doubt, but tarvele daik, regarding when it's soaked but it's not beaten, and bedaik vele nuffets, and if it's beaten but it's not combed. Machlav, the inference is the daik vele nuffets, that if it's beaten and combed, pshitle de besula. It's obvious that it would be already puzzle, not behind anitze, and that's already bundles of flax, even though it wasn't spun. So you see that already then is mekabel tuma. Lachay nere, the difference is taisa, it seems, to explain for the arach, that anitze pishtan, that we're talking about over here that's possible to be used for schach. Yeah, it's not spun. Vade lav tavihu. No, most definitely it's not spun. And Vavakov Dain Matamagam Sado does not have Tumas Nagoyim. But Hoyva Karvu Tumma, but since it's very close to Tumma, because you're right, the only thing it's missing is being spun. Gazub Rabban, Lapeshlach, the Rabban would Gazut invalidated to use a schach. Kadashkan Lakama, like the Gemara says later on after his one mouth. They could deposit in the Sarma Shubin are those who invalidate to use a schach, these smooth boards. And the reason is, Mishum Gazes Kim, because of a concern of using Kim that are Makabu Tumma. So you see that we make such gezeiros. And Afil Manda Machshas, even according to the Mandama that says that it is valid, Mutzim Nislacha, he still might agree over here, because since all these are going to be spun, that even they would agree that here it would make sense to make such a gezeiros. Now, then Tis explains the Gemara in Shabbos that we recorded before, that Simchas and Shemalaz say the same thing. But how the Simchas is, as Simchas says, that Sich B'tavi P'sula, that if you make Schach with the spun thread, it's going to be possible. Midiraisa come. I was talking about biblically. And Vuhadin, the same thing, however, is, as we said before, Ksha ain't Tavi, even when it's not spun, but Midiraban, rabbinically. Ketakom Rishim Laza, when he says, Chutz mi Pishtan, except for linen, for flax, the Mashma, which sounds like, he didn't say Beged Pishtan, it means Pishtan, flax, Kaganitzi, like when you just have bundles which are not even spun. And like we said in Vamidab Echa, that they're both saying the same thing, because the Kamar, that, The Gemara says Meshum Dadav Yehuda that because according to Yehuda that he holds the Ein Matam Negoyim, it does not have a Tuma of Negoyim even after it's spun out Sheyislavnu. Loi Mifsla Nitzei L'Sukkah, it does not invalidate the bundles for Sukkah. Kivin Derechayk Mituma, since it's far from Tuma. In other words, because to Mekabel Tuma, it's missing being spun and being whitened. Abba Somches, he doesn't hold like a Yehuda. Rather, he invalidates the Schach for spinning even if it's not whitened yet. And the proof is because Kamas Chabatavi says that if to make schach from what which is spun is possible, which the mashma miyad that sounds like immediately right when it's spun, because the liban is not makiv like Rabbi Yehuda holds, and therefore he holds that the bundles of pishna are possible with sichach. Well, that's like a b'shemim ben elazar, and therefore some chesed b'shemim elazar are the same, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, avilatim to lemanim, I'm going to say the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda midrabanan, because liban Rabbi Yehuda holds it is possible rabbinically this spun to be used as schach. Even before Libun, because it is Karav L'Toma, Kamei B'Shem Laza, Kaidin Tefila, like B'Shem Laza holds the rabbinically possible, even before you spin it. So if so, it's possible that also what Simcha says, Sich B'Tavi's Psula, is only rabbinically. But biblically, the truth is, it's not Makab L'Toma until it's Islam, which is like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, then Taisa has a question. So how does the Gemara know that Simcha holds like B'Shem Laza and not like Rabbi Yehuda? So it's not a difficulty, because Akarchuk Sumchas, obviously Sumchas had said that to make schach with a spun wool is going to be possible, that was biblical. Mid the coming from the fact that he says, because it makes Tumah of Negoim, it does not say because of Gzera. So according to him, you have to say that also the bundles of Pishnim will also be possible because they're close to become Tumah, because they're not even spun. Well, that's like Rishon Lazar, not like Yehuda holds that Tavi is not Makabal Tumah. Now, b'chod le'kamar, this that the Gemara doesn't say over there, b'shem and lazav, b'shem and lazav, why didn't they add on another one? Because based on what we're saying, comes that Remeya also agrees that the wool is tummy right away when it's spun. And therefore, it's possible to make schach with the bundles of flax, because one's dependent on the other. So why don't we mention Remeya there too? So that's the case of b'say, because b'say the Mishnah ink siv the Remeya b'msech and the Goyim. The order of the Mishnah doesn't say Remeya with the b'msech and the Goyim. It just says it has anonymous Tana. It's only brought in b'msech the Shabbos, his name. And therefore, it says, the comma. Therefore, it makes more sense now what the Gemara says with the Kaman, who is like the Gemara says, Ki Aitan, like that Tana, but like comma Kaman, Kirmei, doesn't say, and who like Remei, because it doesn't say his name over there in that Mishnah. Remei himself, actually, in their context, not even talking about Schach. He's talking about a different context. Now, Avagav, the Hobba Hotali, although one is dependent on the other, the Allah is Schach, dependent on the Allah is Thomas Nagayim. And because the kiman de mitame miyad, since it contaminates it right away when it's spun, im kain, if so, yifsol l'sachech m'dirabanim benitza pishnim, should rabbinically invalid to be used as schach with the bundles of flax, because, like we said, it's very close to Mekam B'Toma, but since Remeir doesn't mention his words explicitly regarding schach, therefore Abai did not mention him in the list of those tanoim. Now, Tosis finishes off, like we said, that anitza pishnim, you're right, is not spun. But says Tosis, "Ula'olam einitz shel pishtan de Rabbi Yehuda." The bundles of flax that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about, and he says, "Mekabel tumas negam when it's yislabnu." That's tavi, that is spun. Could the Bishul Aruch explain the tzarachin, and You have to know when do anit zibishtun means that it was spun and when it's not spun. Now, Voidishlam, additionally, says what you could say is that this, that we're saying Bshim Loz and Simcha saying the same thing, and it doesn't mention Ramei with them, as we asked before, is because it's the Rabban and the Pligala, the Simcha Sabri. It's because we're coming to exclude the Rabban who disagree with Simcha. They hold that Sicha Betavi Ksheira, that if you make the Schach with spun wool, it's kosher. Avagav Tam Nagam, although it has Tumas Nagam, because the Ksabi, they hold the Leshaych Lemelef. You cannot learn out from Psoz Goyim Yaakov Livsol B'dov HaMetam Negoyim to invalidate somebody that had some of Negoyim, because Me'achad HaMetam B'Shar Tumas, because it doesn't have other Tumas. So it's not sufficient that it has Epis and Mekabal Tumas. It has to be like all of the Tumas. V'hayinu Amidu B'Echad, that's why Abayi says that they're saying the same thing with what? That it's sufficient even that you cannot use V'Sachach, something that only just has Tumas of Negoyim. And Rav Shimon Loza also holds that some have it that is makabel only to Mr. Gum would be possible sichach, because the lekel mem you cannot say the chutz mipishtan to come in Rav Shimon Loza. That when Rav Shimon Loza says except for pishtan, bebeged pishtan everything is talking about a linen garment, ukrabanan and like the rabanan that only with makabel tumah like other tumas like a garment, then it's invalid v'schach kama in by mishum shal shalish, like it doesn't have the halach of 3x3 finger breadths, which Rav Shimon Loza is saying whatever is coming out from the eighth imashal mishum shalish, which the beggar, which yeah, that actually is referring to a garment, and that's why he's saying pishtin that you're not masachet by, and his intent would then be pishtin, which is already a garment, and therefore he would be like the one like sumchis. There's no dolam milsi. That's not true, because the bu nami hachikam, and there also what he's saying is kol yitzim in the eighth, whatever is the derivative from a tree, imam mishum shalish does not have the halacha of 3x3 finger beds. Except which comes out from pishtan. Meaning, what he says chutz mipishtan is going on what he started off in the beginning of kol yitzim in the eighth, as if he said chutz mayitzim in a pishtan. And what's yitzim in a pishtan includes also a baget and also pishtan as it is in its state of flax. So regarding kabbalah's tumah, a baget, that's for gimel because a baget pishtan the kabbalah tumah different than what's yitzim in the eighth. But regarding the halacha of sichuch, that the intent is literally for pishtan, not the begged pishtun, which that's what we're saying you cannot use the schach for.